called Mashed Potatoes, and I'm losing my voice. It was not long before he had fashioned a volcano, its crater filled with red gravy. Not long before there were people down below in a jungle village, before the end of time, the world, a movie, the grand finale, Tyrannosaurus Rex losing out to Triceratops, a roar of bloody teeth rending the canopy, Tarzan, beautiful girl in leopard skins, pursued by hot lava, swinging on rough vines, rushing to stardom, to the shore, to the ship, everywhere natives with necklaces of bone running for their lives, everywhere pterodactyls screeching, cutting black W's on the boiling sky, everywhere the smell of sulfur, rubber plant, and ash. But then, what's this, ladies and gentlemen? This thing rising from the droning of a hundred automobile assembly plants in full swing, from impossibly omniscient heights, the mechanical eater from Planet X, a brain pan of rattling bullets, spark plugs for eyes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it has arrived. The mechanical eater, now with its massive fork, tears away one whole side of the mountain. Rock, lava, half a burning village, natives clinging to the roots of trees, confused dinosaurs trapped in the tines, all lifted to the grinding metal teeth. Oh God, no, no, is there no hope? Will nothing survive? But wait, what's that sulking in the distance? A force more compelling than imagination? Yes, it is, the profane god of basic steel, flaring nostrils, hateful grease-rimmed lips, one oiled hand raised like a lightning bolt poised to strike, then the sound like a quick following of thunder. God damn it, I thought I told you to stop playing with your food.